It's another one. I got that juice, juice. New AP. She got that juice, juice. She got that squeeze. She got that wet, wet. I'm on them skis. I got that drip, drip. I'm overseas. D-R-I.
Today, we're just gonna sit and riff. I was thinking, why don't I pull a Cowherd, and instead of like doing these scheduled segments like the Pick 4 Parlay or Juice's Top 5 or Troll Juice or shit like that, why don't I just have a few segments where I'm just talking about what I'm thinking about in sports, in the NFL. And I'm going to go, and we're going to start with the Packers. I'm not going to do my takeaways. I'm really just going to talk about one big takeaway. One takeaway that really worries me about this Packer team. And it's a problem that has been glaring basically all 3 years of the LaFleur era. And that's the run defense. So, Packers obviously won on Saturday. It was a much-needed win, getting us that much closer to the one seed, which is obviously great, which is obviously very much needed going into the playoffs. The Packers need to be playing games at Lambeau. It's just that much of a home field advantage in January. It's just that much. Lambeau in January is probably the biggest home field advantage you could have in the playoffs. So, yeah, obviously I'm happy that they won, but I'm looking at what we saw on the defensive side. So, the Browns averaged 8.8 yards per carry. 8.8, almost 9 yards per carry. And all 3 years of the LaFleur era, every single year, the first year was just the team wasn't, I'm going to be honest about that first year team, the team wasn't all that great. The defense was average. The offense was not nearly as good as it has been the past 2 years. Rodgers was kind of off. It was the first year in the system. Things just looked kind of clunky. But we got lucky. We got a pretty easy schedule. Our point differential was really in the negatives, which is just not a good sign. And we got a good first matchup in the playoffs, and we got shellacked by a much better team, the San Francisco 49ers. But when I saw that team, I just knew that this team just wasn't going to be able to beat that 49er team. And it showed. The run defense in the NFC Championship game. I mean, Raheem Mostert had, 150 yards before contact? And then the next year, Rodgers goes back to his old self. He wins MVP. The offense is completely dynamic and very clever. A Super Bowl level offense. And the defense looked good. And I thought the defense was going to be fine coming into the playoffs. And then we go up against Tom Brady. And at least in the first half, Tom Brady picked us apart. Leonard Fournette did his thing on the run, did his thing on the ground. And we lost because we were out-physical by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The offense was out-physical in the second half. The defense was out-physical in the first half. And I look at these Packer defenses the past 3 years, and all three of them, they look so good in the beginning. If you remember the first year in the LaFleur era, I think the first 6 weeks, the Packers were like top five in total defense. They had the most turnovers in the NFL. And this team just looked like the offense was slow, and the offense really wasn't getting up to speed. And people were like, oh, this isn't going to be an Aaron Rodgers-led team. This is going to be a defensive team that the Packers are going to have from this year's forward. And then fast forward to next year, and the defense was always just like, the defense, I wouldn't say like in terms of statistics, like total defense, I'm pretty sure they were like middle of the road, maybe close to top 10. But you could tell, like, they were getting sacks. They could force turnovers. They were just an opportunistic defense, and they made plays at the right time. And then when you go into the playoffs with those two defenses, it just wasn't the case. And then we go to this year. I'm going to be honest. Until after that Seahawks game where we held Russell Wilson to 0 points, I thought we had the best defense in the league easily. We were missing Za'Darius Smith. We were missing Jair. And we were just winning. We were just dominating on the defensive side. And the offense was really picking up, and Aaron Rodgers was starting to, you know, starting to validate his MVP case, and now he's running away with the MVP. But this is this just reminds me of last year. And then we go into these past two games against Tyler Huntley. Tyler Huntley just has a Lamar Jackson type performance, dominates us, and Aaron Rodgers bailed us out, and we won the game because our offense played really well. And then fast forward to this week. If Baker Mayfield doesn't throw four picks, and Kevin Stefanski has Baker throw maybe 20 times instead of 36 and runs the ball 30 plus times, I have no doubt in my mind that the Packers lose that game. Absolutely. Because the first half offense was really great, and the second offense we got conservative. Couple that with a defense that was giving up 9 yards per carry. This is scary going into the playoffs. Our offense is playing well, I will say this with all my heart, and I'm watching Aaron Rodgers right now. He is playing the best football I think of his career right now. He's just so on target and so precise, and even with the toe injury, his pocket presence is still amazing, and his deep ball has improved. He's hitting on just about every throw. People don't realize this about Aaron Rodgers. Since week one, when has Aaron Rodgers been stopped? Maybe the Seahawks game, they did get a pick, but it's not like Aaron Rodgers was necessarily terrible in that game. Since the Saints game, Aaron Rodgers has not been stopped, which is why I believe he's going to run away with MVP. And he's going to have two good performances in the next 2 weeks. He probably might not even play against the Lions in week 18. So Aaron Rodgers, yeah, he's going to win MVP. The offense, I'm not worried about. And hell, the offensive line. Hopefully David Bakhtiari comes back, but like the offensive line, I think, is going to be okay. What I'm worried about is this defense. If we have to go up against the 49ers, great O-line, great run game, no matter who's in the backfield, whether it's Jeff Wilson, Elijah Mitchell, they're going to run the ball on us. And it's not whether Aaron Rodgers will make a bet and will not perform in the playoffs and will lose us a game. No, it's going to be the fact that he's going to be kept off the field. The Browns, like, the second half, Aaron Rodgers must have felt hopeless, If Baker Mayfield's not throwing those picks, the Browns are just going to take 6-plus minute drives and just run it down our throats, and they didn't. So going into next week, I would not be shocked if Dalvin Cook plays. I think he's going to play. I think he should be off COVID by then. If Dalvin Cook's playing, I have no doubt in my mind Dalvin Cook could run easily for 100-plus yards on us, and we could potentially lose that game. I don't think we will because it's in Lambeau, and Aaron Rodgers is playing so well. But if we go up against a team like, I don't even know, the Rams, they get Cam Akers back. I know we handled them in Lambeau, but this is a glaring negative in the Packers' defense. Every single year, it's just always the run defense. I think the secondary is playing fine, but it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter what quarterback we're going up against, because if there's any coach with half a brain, they know that they can run on this team. And I get it, like a win's a win, and that's what LaFleur always heaps about in his press conferences. Like, it is hard to win in this league. But these past two games against the Ravens, with a COVID-ravaged Ravens off team without Lamar Jackson, dominated the defense, basically. Nick Chubb killed us. If we go up against a good line, a physical O-line, and just running backs that can just get to the second level, which they easily can. Kenny Clark can't do it all. Kenny Clark's a great player, but I don't think he makes enough of a difference to be able to really stop running backs in the backfield consistently. And that's what the Packers just haven't been able to do. Nowadays it is just so rare where the Packers can get a negative, that a running back that's going up against the Packers front can get a negative gain. It just doesn't seem to happen. And I like Joe Barry. I don't know what he's gonna be able to scheme up and improve this, but to me it's an unsolvable problem. I really love what this defense is doing, but the past 4 weeks it just hasn't looked good. And I don't know if it's ever going to get better. And it really worries me going into the playoffs knowing that, like, this defense, you really can't trust it. And that's all. And that's what's kept us from the Super Bowl the past 3 years. Do we have a defense that is physical enough that can get in the trenches and stop the run? And we don't have, and I, in my opinion, we don't have it right now. And it scares me. Can Aaron Rodgers carry you to a Super Bowl? Yes, he can. But it's kind of hard for him to carry you when he's off the field the entire time. And that's really what all, that's really the only thing that worries me about the Packers right now. Just can they stop the run? It's such a simple concept, but it's something that has kept this team from a Lombardi the past 3 years. We're probably going to end 14-3. Last year we were 13-3. The year before that we were 13-3. All three of those teams, just like, you just really thought that they had it. Maybe not the first year team, but last year's team and this year's team. You really think they have it. You really think they have it. And for the first half of this season, I really thought this team had it in on the defensive side and the offensive side. And right now, the defensive side is really, I'm really questioning it. And we as Packer fans need to be worried that if we go up against a 49ers team, if we go up against the Cowboys, hell, even the Buccaneers, I know they're injured, but if we go up against teams like that, it scares me. Good old lines like the Cowboys and the Rams and the 49ers, it really doesn't matter who's in the backfield. Rojo will probably be going against the Packers in the playoffs. It will probably be going up against Rojo. But the Buccaneers O-line, all those Pro Bowlers, Ali Marpet, Ryan Jensen, those are the real things that scare me. And I don't know if this Packers front can improve. This next week against the Vikings, I think it'll be the true test. You're going up against one of the best running backs in the league. Can you stop him? And if we can, then I'll be proven wrong. Maybe. But I don't know at this point. All right, so there goes that segment. So the Packers, I'm really worried about that run defense. So let's see how it is after this Sunday. Next, I'm going to talk about Josh Allen. So Josh Allen's a guy I've really liked since he came out of Wyoming. I thought coming into the draft, Josh Allen had the highest ceiling, even higher than Lamar Jackson, even higher than Josh Rosen, which is obvious. Higher than Darnold, higher than Baker, obviously. You really can't teach size and athleticism and arm strength like that. Like, you put those three together, all you need is the right coach, the right coordinator, and that player can become a star. That's why I like Carson Strong coming into the draft. Like, there's some things you need to fix, whether it's accuracy. Josh Allen had major accuracy issues coming out of Wyoming. Carson Strong has major accuracy issues coming out of Nevada, but they have the tools to be a great modern quarterback in the NFL. And that's what I liked about Josh Allen. In the first 3 years, it was shaky, but now he's proven to be a top-five quarterback in the NFL and a premier football player. But I'm not going to talk about him as a quarterback, because I think if I'm ranking quarterbacks right now, in my opinion, the top-five quarterbacks in the league are Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, Justin Herbert, and I think Allen's at five ahead of Kyler Murray. But I think those are the six, at least, that are, like, the thing about the top ten quarterbacks, after the six, like, I think Allen, Murray, Herbert, Brady, Mahomes, and Rodgers are the easy six. But then after that, you got Jackson, Stafford, Wilson, Burrow, Prescott. That really gets hard to rank those guys. Maybe Lamar's seven. I'd probably say Lamar's seven. But I'm not going to talk about Josh Allen as a quarterback, because I would obviously take Mahomes and Rodgers and Brady and Herbert over him, just because I just think they're a little bit better. I think they're a little bit better pre-snap. I think they're more accurate than him. I think they're more precise than him. I think they make the game a little bit more easier than Josh Allen does. But I think Josh Allen is a football player, maybe the best in the NFL outside of Aaron Donald. And why I say that is, I watched Josh Allen in a full Josh Allen game, like start to finish, against the Buccaneers. A great defense, a defense that really gave him troubles He was injured. He had ankle problems going into the game, and he just kept fighting. They forced him out of the pocket, and he would get out of the pocket, and he would just make plays, either throwing on the run or just getting first downs, getting gutsy first downs. And he damn near won them that game. It coming back from, what was it, 17 points in the fourth quarter? Or maybe it was late in the third quarter, I'm not sure, but Josh Allen needs props, man. I mean, what he did against the Patriots, just such an amazing defense, and against a coach that has given him so much problems over the years. Josh Allen made just three amazing plays in the game. I think it was the last touchdown drive to really put the Patriots away. He rolls out of the pocket, runs an option, jukes out three guys, gets a gutsy first down. Then the next play, he runs a speed option, fakes the run, flips it to Stephon Diggs. Stephon Diggs makes a great yards after catch play in the red zone. And then I think it was at the 3 yard line. Allen rolls out to his left, makes a defender commit, and then he flips it to Dawson Knox. Like, those are just plays that, like, you really don't know if there's any player in the NFL that can make this play. Like, he's just got the physical ability that guy has, the toughness that guy has, the arm, just the sheer intangibles and leadership, I think is what makes that guy one of the best football players in the world. And this is not just being a quarterback. I think Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback of all time. I think he's made the game look so much easier. I think nobody throws the ball like he does. I think he just makes these tight window throws on any level of the field. And wherever he's at, I think he can make any throw on the football field. But he can't make the plays with his legs that Josh Allen does. And I think that's what makes him such a great football player. His size and what he's able to do off script and off schedule, just a play is never over when you have Josh Allen on the field. Like, he's so hard to sack. He's so hard to game plan against because he's able to just somehow get the ball out of his hands, whether he's moving around, he breaks a few tackles, and you think the play is over, but it's not. And I think that's what makes Josh Allen so incredibly special. He's the uniqueness of him as a prospect coming out of Wyoming and seeing it come full circle, knowing that he's gonna be the Bills guy for the next 10 years, and the Bills are gonna be so, I think the Bills are a Super Bowl contender this year and for years to come because they got that guy playing quarterback for them. And it's really a scary sight. As a Packer fan, not much to worry about, but in the AFC, Mahomes, Herbert, and Allen, it's going to be a great, great battles years to come. And people don't want to hear this, but I think Josh Allen arguably had a better performance than Joe Burrow did. Statistically, it's not close. Burrow had almost 400 yards at half. Like, those are stats that he was putting up against Oklahoma in the playoff game. First half, like 400 yards, that's insane. But Josh Allen, in terms of degree of difficulty, going up against such a great defense, I mean, he just made every play you could think of and just literally put the Bills on his back, at least the offense. Put the Bills offense on his back and said, I'll take you there and I'll take you to the dub. And now the Bills went from they're not even going to win the AFC East to now Super Bowl contender. And it's all because of number 17. So yeah, I love Josh Allen. I think he's an amazing player. One of the best football players in America. Alright, so that'll be it for me tonight. It's a Monday night right now. I just thought I'd get a few segments out of the way, and I'm actually going to interview Brady Corso. Brady has the Nina Rockets had a huge win over Pewaukee a couple nights ago on December. It was on last Thursday. The number one team in the state going up against Nina in the field house, and Nina took them down. Brady Corso was a big part of that. He made two clutch threes in the second half. He started off a little slow this year. Wasn't shooting well from three, but he's eventually kept it going, and now he's been a great piece for that Rockets starting five. Great shooter, and he's only a sophomore. So we're going to interview him tomorrow, and I'll see you there.
People, fans of the juice, I am in so much pain right now. I got my wisdom teeth out yesterday, which is why I'm filming this on Thursday instead of Tuesday. This really sucks. But I am going to try to get through it. Unfortunately, I cannot have Brady Corso on. That'll be next week. It's just going to be it's just too tough. With the game yesterday, they beat Middleton. Big shot by Ice Emery Jr. Again, check out his the podcast I had with him. And, yeah, we're having Brady on Tuesday just because with my wisdom teeth in their game, it was going to be really tough to do it. But I'm going to do my pick four parlay, and then I'm just going to take a quick look at the NFL playoff picture and just see, like, what I think if the season ended today. The season ended today, which it should be ending Sunday, but they decided to add another game for no rhyme or reason. But yeah, I'm going to basically tell you my pick four parlay and then go from there. Okay, so first pick. This is the pick I'm least confident in. It's the Titans versus the Dolphins. I'm just going to go with the Dolphins because they're just so hot right now. I know their opponents and their winning streak haven't been the greatest, but I really do not like the Titans. I really don't. Without Derrick Henry, I just have never liked them. I've never really trusted Ryan Tannehill. Their defense, outside of their pass rush, really isn't that good. And I think the way the Dolphins are playing and the way Jaylen Waddle is playing and how the way that Tua is playing, I really like the Dolphins to just, they're in desperation mode right now. They got to keep that 7 seed. They got to keep that 7 seed right now. They're currently, they're currently the 7 seed right now, and I think they can take advantage of that, keep their winning streak going against a Titans team who is still without Derrick Henry. And the Titans really don't need this win. They can clinch the NFC South if they win or a Colts loss or the Ravens lose Patriots or Chargers lose. So they really don't need this win. The Dolphins need it way more. Speaking of the Chargers, I actually think they'll win and cover the spread against the Broncos. Listen, the Chargers were embarrassed this past weekend. Losing to the Texans is not something you really want going coming into the playoffs. But I really think that they bounce back here. And you know what I say? Good teams that get embarrassed, I like them to win the next week. And they're at home. They're at home, and I think Justin Herbert's going to have a really good game. He's still a top four quarterback in my eyes. And I don't really see a way he has two bad games in a row. He's just too talented. So I think the Chargers cover the 5-point spread. And then next, we got the Rams. I'm not sure why this spread is so low. I think the game's in Baltimore, so I think that's why the spread is low. But I got the Rams covering the -3.5-point spread. Listen, the Ravens are a mess. I don't know if Lamar's playing. Their secondary is still decimated, and they still have those COVID issues, and I just don't see a way. One of the most talented teams in the NFL, maybe the most talented team in the NFL, doesn't win by more than 4 points against the Ravens. And there's not really much to say there. Matt Stafford likes the long ball, and him throwing to Odell and Cooper Kupp against this secondary just seems too easy for me. And Cam Akers is coming back, which probably gives the team a little bit of a boost in the locker room. And lastly, of course, we got to add the Packers in this. Listen, it's going to be really cold. We're going up against an indoor team. While the team does play in Minnesota, it is an indoor team, and it's going to be, I think, 1 degrees. And you never bet against Rodgers when he has the turtleneck on. So I like the Packers to have a big game. They get Marquez back. They get their deep threat back. And he's a big game changer to their offense. And I also really like how Kirk Cousins in primetime. That's another thing. I do need Dalvin Cook to go off, though, because if he doesn't go off, I'll potentially lose my last place fantasy game. And if I don't win that, I will have to sit in the FEL student section without my phone when FEL plays Xavier on a Saturday afternoon, and I really don't want to do that. So, yeah, Packers covering the spread, -7. Should be a pretty easy win. The Packers can clinch the 1 seed if the Cowboys lose. So, I like their chances to get to inch closer and closer to that 1 seed. So, Packers -7. $10 to $154. Best bang for your buck there. And You know, hopefully we can get a win here because we have not been doing well the past 2 weeks. And also, I just want to throw this out there. So Khalid Salah believes he's just this crazy gambler and thinks he's, you know, if he could actually gamble, he'd make a lot of money from it. And he gave me a hypothetical parlay last week, and it actually hit. So he wants me to air out his hypothetical parlay this week, and I want to see if it actually hits. So Rams -3, Chiefs -4.5, Cowboys money line, Broncos money line. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say. Khalid says Rams, Chiefs, Cowboys, Broncos. I'll save that, and we'll look back at it next week. All right, I really got to go shit. So I will look at the NFL playoff picture after I shit, and we'll see you then. All right, so the current NFL playoff picture goes as follows. We'll start with the AFC. So the Chiefs are going to get the first round bye, and I think they'll keep that. The Titans are the 2 seed. Bengals 3 seed, Bills 4 seed, Colts 5 seed, Patriots 6 seed, and Dolphins 7 seed. So, I think if the Titans had Derrick Henry back, I think they'd take care of the Dolphins, and I think Derrick Henry will be back for the playoffs. The Bengals versus the Patriots, that's a very intriguing matchup. Obviously, the Bengals have such a talented offense, but the Patriots have way too good of a secondary to make it easy for the Bengals. And I think the Patriots' offensive style of football keeps Joe Burrow and that talented offense off the field. So I actually think the Patriots would win. And also they got Bill Belichick on one side versus Zach Taylor. I think that's a coaching mismatch. Now Bills Colts, this would be the best matchup of the AFC weekend. I think I would go Bills, just because I think the Bills are so talented, and I think that, you know, the way they can pressure the quarterback, it'll make Carson Wentz flinch, and I think they could somewhat keep Jonathan Taylor at bay because their front seven is so good. And the game would be in Buffalo, which is a very tough place to play. So I think that the Titans would move on, the Patriots move on, and the Bills would move on. Next, AFC. NFC, I'm sorry. So if the season ended today, the Packers would have the 1 seed, Cowboys 2 seed, Rams 3 seed, Buccaneers 4 seed, Cardinals 5 seed, 49ers 6 seed, and Eagles 7 seed. The Cowboys really should have no problem with the Eagles. I don't know how this can be disputed. It'll be in Jerry World. The Eagles just don't have a talented enough offense, and the Cowboys defense is playing so incredibly well. I think it would be a true mismatch. Rams versus 49ers is an interesting one. I think the Rams would win simply because I don't really trust Jimmy G against such a talented defense. He's obviously been playing decent, but then you see him go up against the Titans, who are just, you know, not great on the secondary side of things, and he played really bad. I just don't trust Jimmy G against such a talented Rams defense. And Cardinals-Buccaneers, I like the Buccaneers in this spot. The Cardinals are really slipping, and I don't even know if they hang on to that 5th seed. Probably not, because they play the Cowboys this weekend. But I think the Buccaneers take care of the Cardinals easily. Now, if we go to the AFC playoff picture, if they, you know, the things go the way I think they will, the Chiefs will play the Patriots. Honestly, the way the Chiefs are playing right now and the way the Patriots have been playing, especially Mac Jones, how he's been playing the past 2 weeks, I just don't see a way the Patriots are able to win this game, considering it's in Arrowhead and it's such a tough environment for a guy like Mac Jones to play in as a rookie. And I think he's played incredibly well, but going into the playoffs with him, and I just don't know how he's going to be able to handle that Chiefs defense and the Chiefs crowd. And I think Patrick Mahomes is just talented enough to give the Patriots defense fits. Then that means the Titans would play the Bills. Man, this would be a hell of a matchup. Now, I'm thinking off the cuff here, and if Derrick Henry were to play, man, I just think if Derrick Henry were to play, and the way he's been rested up, and the way he's been, like, hasn't played in so long, I think Derrick Henry with fresh legs beats the Bills, and that's all I'm really going to say. I don't think Mike Vrabel even comprehends passing the ball more than 20 times with Ryan Tannehill. I think he just knows what his game plan is, gives it to Derrick Henry, and keeps Josh Allen off the field. So I think the
I think the Titans win that one, and they go up against the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. Then, for this, you got the Packers against the Buccaneers and the Rams against the Cowboys. So, the top four seeds win, and there are no upsets. Man, the Packers versus the Buccaneers. That is something I don't want to see in the divisional round, but... Sorry, guys, there's gauze in my mouth, but... I just think that with all the injuries the Buccaneers have, and if Leonard Fournette doesn't play, and I trust the Packers defense to be able to stop Rojo, and if Jair is back, I think I trust them to stop Mike Evans and Antonio Brown. It's obviously a tall order considering what happened last year, but I think the Packers are doing a lot better getting pressure with four, which is what you do against Tom Brady. The only way you're going to beat him is if you don't blitz, but you also got to get pressure on him because you can't give him too much time, and you can't blitz him because he's just going to pick you apart either way. And I think Aaron Rodgers is playing the best football of his career, so I think he should have no problem going up against that Buccaneers secondary. So Packers win, and they go to the NFC Championship game. Cowboys-Rams. Jeez. This would probably be the best. This is one of the best games, I think, will be one of the best games of all playoffs if it happens. I think that the Cowboys are hot, but even if the game is in Dallas, which it potentially will be, that's not much of a home field advantage going up for the Rams. I mean, for the Cowboys. Jerry World is not one of those places where it's just like a crazy home field advantage. It's more of a... The stadium is just more of a... what's the word? It's just more of a... It's not like a Lambeau or an Arrowhead where the fans are just so crazy and the stadium has so much history. The stadium is just too new. It's too nice. And I don't think the home field advantage shifts either way. And I think, man, but the Cowboys. I think I trust Matt Stafford against the Cowboys defense more than I trust Dak against the Rams defense. That's really what I think is going to come down to. Can Matt Stafford outplay Dak Prescott? And the way Dak Prescott has been playing this year, and honestly, the way that Matt Stafford's been playing this year, Matt Stafford just had a terrible game. Both of them have had roller coaster years. But I think when you... I think when you have a Rams defense that's as talented as they are, and the way that they can bring pressure... And I think Dak Prescott, you know, hasn't played in many big playoff games in his career. He's only got one playoff win. I think I give slight edge Rams, and I think they have more talent than the Cowboys, and I think they win. So, AFC Championship game, Chiefs versus the Titans. Honestly, I'm going to speed this up here. I think I go Chiefs in Arrowhead. It kind of makes me mad because I just don't know how the Chiefs have been playing so well after such a hellacious middle of the season. But I trust Patrick Mahomes and Arrowhead to beat the Chiefs, and I trust Steve Spagnuolo to actually come up with a somewhat good game plan for Derrick Henry. And I think it'll end up similarly to what happened in the Chiefs-Titans AFC Championship game a couple of years ago. So Chiefs are in the Super Bowl, and Packers-Cowboys, you know who I'm going here. You got to go Packers. You got to go Packers. Packers dominated the Rams in Lambeau, and I think it's just Stafford. I just don't see a way he plays a good game in Lambeau. I really don't. It's never really been his place to play, and you could tell that by this year, with the way the Packers were able to dominate them so well without a bunch of key pieces. And I think if Dave Bakhtiari's back, I think the Packers O-line should have no problem, considering Aaron Donald has never been able to get pressure against the Packers O-line. It's just a fact. So I think if the Packers are able to eliminate all those tough options that the Rams have. Cooper Kupp didn't have the greatest game against the Packers. Aaron Donald hasn't had a good game against the Packers, and Matt Stafford played a terrible game against the Packers. I just think that the fact that the game would be in Lambeau, I really like the Packers' chances there. So Packers Chiefs Super Bowl, and I'm gonna be honest, I'm not even gonna predict it. It's just too hard, and I don't think I'd be able to think of a great game plan for either team. I don't think off the top of my head I'd be able to think of, you know, what would be the keys to the game, because it's just you know, so many things can happen with COVID, and you never know with COVID and these injuries. It's just tough to predict a game like that. two teams that have never played two teams and two quarterbacks that have never played each other, I think it'd be really I think it's really tough to predict right now, which is why I'm not going to, but I think Chiefs Packers will be the Super Bowl this year. So that'll be it for today. I kind of had a flu game type thing with this podcast, except it was more of a pain podcast, but I got through with it. Told myself I was going to have to upload today, and I did it. So I'll see you on Tuesday, and hopefully we have a Packer W, hopefully we have a Packer clinching the one seed, and hopefully in one of my fantasy leagues, I win the whole thing. I'm in the championship one of my leagues, and I'm in the 10th place game in one of my leagues, so hopefully we end. Hopefully I come back to you on Tuesday with a W in both of those. So Chance, take us out. I'll see you guys next Tuesday.
Thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm critical. My nitty bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Geno, Chatham's on. Foolie's glad I'm on. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my